Is it? What's up?
What do you want to call this episode?
Huh?
What do you think we should call that this episode?
Maybe.
I was thinking Jericho built the pyramids. Like you've been lied to, cover up, secret, something like that.
I'm 100% on board with that. I don't think that there needs to be any more discussion.
Okay. That's what I'm going to call it. I just thought I would put this at the beginning of the episode.
Oh, okay, cool. All
right, bye.
Today.
Hello?
Hello?
So, a lot of the depictions of these current Inca and Mayan characters still have the symbolic references of the rituals that they played out while interacting with these serpent beings. And they've left us artifacts that today mimic various pieces of information that we still use today in symbolic references. While this it's also a very similar reference to a DNA strand. In any medical
institution, what's going on? Today, so my topic for today is Egyptians, pyramids, and conspiracy.
I mean, I don't think there's anything to talk about. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think it's the truth.
Wait, but so Zach and I, we watched, I don't know, this is just a recommended video on YouTube, and I've since looked at it. It has like 2 million views. For some reason, it's gone viral. It's like a viral conspiracy video because like it talks about Egyptian pyramids and ancient technology and advanced civilizations, but it leaves out all the reptiles, all the aliens, all of like the DNA fusing with human, like Sumerians and like Planet X and stuff. Like that stuff's not in the stock. So it's like kind of like people who aren't conspiracy theorists can watch this and kind of believe it.
Yeah. It's pretty compelling information, I will say.
Do you want to break it down? Did you rewatch it when you got back home yesterday?
No, like just the beginning part of it. But I tried to show Adam, and he said he couldn't watch it right now. I was like, that's okay. I was like, I understand.
I think it was good. I mean,
yeah, but like there was other shit on that channel that was questionable.
I know, right? Like, but like, do you think? Okay, let me play this lady's voice for the audience so they can hear it, because like. The channel's called Universe Inside You, and I've been reading the comments, and like it's all over the map.
Yeah. This,
well, okay, so a lot of their videos have.
I mean, let's basically break down what the video is actually about, just briefly.
So, video title, it's blowing up. She's released a couple more since then, which don't have as many views. This one, though, was released 5 days ago, has 2.4 million views. Pyramid True Purpose Finally Discovered. Advanced Ancient Technology. And it has, like, the CGI portrait of, like, a stargate, like, a portal in front of the pyramids. And it looks fucking sweet. There's water there.
Yeah.
You want to be there.
It does look really good. But all their thumbnails are great.
Uh-huh.
They're just really colorful.
So other videos on here, DMT, Portal to Other Dimensions, Our Genes Were Brought Here by Extraterrestrials, Dog-Headed Man from History Are Real, Anunnaki, The Illusion of Time and Space, Buddhist Monks with Superhuman Abilities, Third Eye Pineal Gland, the biggest cover-up in human history.
Yeah, that's the one that Adam wrote. I
don't know about this. The newest video from one day ago shows a kid in, like, a pool, like, a green pool of, like, starfish and stuff, and then it says, school kills creativity. Here's why.
Dang.
The one from 3 days ago, Strange Aliens in Da Vinci's Paintings, Hidden Messages. That's good. I checked that one out.
So how long has the channel been active for a minute?
Um, March, only a year, okay. About 1 year. March 30th, 2017, they started. They've got 374,000 subscribers. Spiritual Kingdom on Instagram. They have a Patreon. Support them on Patreon. But I don't know. Do you think that the person in the voice in the video is the actual creator of the videos?
No, I think that's like a weird. It's kind of like almost robot. Like,
I think it's real. But Giza
was a glorified tomb for the Egyptian pharaohs. The only monument left of the original Seven Wonders of the World. This structure was created with impeccable mathematical precision and is a unique, mysterious feat of construction and of engineering. There's only one problem. The Great Pyramid has none of the characteristics of tombs, including extravagant artifacts, ornate wall art, sealed
entrances, elaborate coffins, or even mummies. I mean, it just makes too much sense, guys.
You should definitely check this video out. They're like, this one's not a tomb. This is a fucking big battery.
This is a big battery that's generated by... It's created by pressure built up from water.
Water.
Because the Nile River used to run right by the pyramid.
And there was, like, water underneath and, like, the rocks underneath, like, the limestone. They were like, that would go up in there. There's, like, pressure between, like, the top and bottom would, like, generate energy. And then it would, like, the energy would be forced out the top of the pyramid, which was just made out of gold. And then it would shoot that energy into the ionosphere and possibly, like, make energy like broadcast it around the earth in this one part of the atmosphere. It was, and like Tesla was like in on this shit. He was doing this kind of stuff.
I mean pretty
great video, I'd say. 22 minutes and I was locked to it. I was like, this is good.
Yeah. I was like, holy fuck. I don't know. So
I feel really bad for getting sucked into conspiracy videos, and like I'm not a history buff. I was reading the comments, and they were like, this is like exploiting dumb people like who don't know history. And then
really fuck him. That's true.
But like, okay, that was one comment out of like a patrillion who were just like, this is kind of conspiracy but kind of cool. I think most people were on our page, which was like this is interesting. I'd love to hear more about it.
Right.
But maybe we're really, really dumb.
I'd like to think not.
It was some good stuff.
You never know, but yeah, I would like to think that.
It was some interesting stuff. Like, it was fun. It was fun to talk about it. And so calmly.
Very
calm voice.
I know, because I'm actually like concerned now that I know.
Well, what do you mean?
I just feel like there's a lot of shit. Because at the end of the video, they're like, "And if we did know, would they tell us?" And I'm like, "No, they wouldn't."
Queen's chamber. Sadly, these wires have since disappeared entirely. And mainstream Egyptologists claim there's no functionality whatsoever to this room. As they also claim there's no functionality of anything in this structure beyond the ways it serves as a tomb. Good place to note, however, that the...
It's fun. It's like, but I feel like, do you think this lady wrote this? Or do you think... here's something that's a little bit... I trust her.
You trust her?
I trust the voice.
Why? Because
do you think she's a professional voice actress? Yeah, it's so calm. She's just like very matter of fact.
Yeah, I think she's probably has a voice.
It sounds like she's like a lady who works at a museum about this, and she's done this every day. She's like, look,
right.
I'm just laying out the facts.
Yeah, that is exactly what it sounds like.
It's convincing. Great. I mean, I'm excited to watch some more Universe Inside You, but I'm worried that I'm too dumb and I'm gonna believe in reptile people and stuff. Have you gone further into any of this before?
Into what?
Conspiracy, like pyramids and stuff, and like ancient aliens.
I've never even touched it.
I mean, it's not like I'm alone. Ancient Aliens was a huge show. Everyone loves this crap.
Well, Connor was saying that it was like ancient aliens, like what I was talking about, basically.
Yeah.
So when I was explaining it to him, but
you know, like it, like what I've heard recently about conspiracies is like what makes them fun is that like suddenly now you have this secret knowledge and like you're a character in this like great story about like, wow, ancient civilizations, like not this one's kind of like not, it's kind of like, it kind of makes you feel that way. But the other ones where like, there's these older ones where like, or like ones that are more like conspiracy that talk about how like these aliens came from planet X, planet Nibiru, who's on this wonky orbit and only passes by Earth every like couple, like 3,000 years or 30,000, can't remember, but it comes by Earth and it fucks up the orbit. And one time, it was like swerving right by the sun, and that's what caused the great flood, and that's what's that was what the flood that Noah had to build the boat for. And and like then the aliens, what the hell is that?
I'm sorry, I'm turning the volume down, go ahead, sorry.
And then like, yeah, like these aliens came down, they had their own slaves, but their slaves died in a war, and so they had to fuse their DNA with human being DNA, who at the time were lame, and they made us better by like giving us alien DNA. And like,
whoa,
yeah, isn't that fun? That's what they, so like now after hearing all like this plus like every conspiracy, you feel like you have secret knowledge, and like suddenly it makes you into like a pretty cool character, like a lot more exciting than like what the reality probably is.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like, that's, I would say, like, my new, what I was thinking about, how, like, YouTube, the most, it's like YouTube is, on YouTube, the videos right now are, like, these conspiracy videos.
Yeah.
Right? That's, like, the problem. That's, like, it's, like, a rampant problem on YouTube. But it's, like, it's because all those videos make, what are you doing?
Because those videos, what?
You're just like making too many water noises.
Sorry, I'm making coffee. I'm freaking tired.
Well, all those videos make you into like one of the like an important character in the story,
which is what we all want.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's like interesting to think of it, YouTube, in the way that like the most successful media is where like you are a part of it.
Yeah,
ideally. And why, like, influencer culture making, like, the fans a part of the success, that works really well.
Yeah, I was watching the Jake Paul Team 10 People Leaving video, and it was long.
I didn't watch any of it yet.
Yeah, no, it was way too long. He just kept saying the same thing over and over. But, I mean, he, like, plugged his merch super hard, and then...
He's like, guys... these guys are all leaving, but you're always here for me. Did he say something like that?
No. It was fine. It was whatever, but like it was just like,
it's so funny. They're going on tour, and like there's a tour poster for Team 10. Like, come see us on tour, and like three of the people in the poster are gone from the team. It's like that's how recently this stuff all happened. Like they had this all tore up. I don't know. Oh, I think like $50-something.
What the fuck do they do? They like perform their song, like their three songs that they have, and like
why did we get off of Egypt?
Shit, my bad. We should go back to Egypt. We just got sucked back into Jake Paul.
I don't know if I have much more to say about that other than like it is, I love conspiracies because like they really do make you feel like you have some secret knowledge and like you're part alien.
I mean, yeah, I never have gotten into it. Like, I know that I could though. And I mean, I don't know. Like hearing this is making me want to watch it again though.
Men, yeah, wait, check this out. This is the one, same channel.
Leaving the Anunnaki without a workforce. Unable to replace the Ajiji, Nibiru's ruler, Anu, ordered his son, Enki, to genetically engineer a new slave race, one that was intelligent enough to perform complex work but still be subservient to the Anunnaki. His experiments are recounted in detail in Atrahasis. Many unique creatures were created. Enki finally successfully met his goal. And the result? A genetic hybrid between Earth's caveman, Homo erectus, and the Anunnaki themselves. This hybrid we call Homo sapiens.
Holy shit.
Jesus. Freaking Christ.
Yeah, we're part Anunnaki.
I've always felt like an alien. Making so much sense.
Yeah, I remember last year, like, one or two friends who are just into conspiracies, like, really hard. And they were telling me Planet X was coming back really soon. And they're like, NASA just wrote an official report on it. It's coming back, Planet X.
What the
X.
fuck is that?
They said that that's a planet that's, like, it's on a different orbit from the rest of the planets.
Oh.
And it, like, it's, like, on, like, a sort of, like, wacky one. And it comes through every once in a while and causes havoc. It, like, fucks up the orbits.
Really?
It fucks up our atmosphere. That's what they said. This is what the other conspiracy was.
How do they
know? That's, they said, like, I don't know. They're just, like, inferring it from, like, all kinds of
stuff. Yeah.
They're like, here, look at this picture. It kind of looks like a UFO.
Yeah, right.
That's like mainly it. Like, it's a lot of stuff like that.
Jeez. I know.
But it's some fun stories, though. And it's like, it's fun because it's like, it's so fantastical and you're a part of it because, like, it's
right.
This world.
That's so true.
But yeah, I mean, still pretty convincing. I kind of still do believe they might have been like battery power generator type things.
I'm pretty convinced too. I'm like, well, it is like that's like that's not a tomb. That's enormous. Like, why?
Nah, I believe it could be a tomb, but like they're like, just like that these big things were empty and that they knew how to make electricity. Kind of, there's like ancient evidence of like batteries and stuff. They maybe knew how to do some of this. I don't know. I guess like the thing that the whole video argues is just like, we kind of believe that we're the smartest people that ever lived, and maybe there really is like old technology that we didn't know about and somehow we lost that was like kind of advanced in some ways.
Yeah.
I think that's maybe the hard thing for people to accept, that intelligence isn't linear. And that's what it says at the beginning of the video, that like technology isn't exactly linear. And like things like this aren't exactly linear, and so we have to jump to the conclusion that like, oh, aliens must have come because look how big it was, and now it's gone.
Right.
It's hard for us to accept like big civilizations could exist and then go away, because we feel like we have a big civilization and this will never go away.
Yeah.
It feels like we feel like this is like permanent, but I guess really, if you look through history, like civilizations are not. I don't know.
Fuck.
It's exciting, though. Great video. Check it out, guys.
I'm thinking, I'm getting all deep.
Definitely watch it.
Damn. What are we? who are we?
I watched a pretty good documentary about Tesla the other day that was, like, legitimate, not a conspiracy one. He was cool, but he really did go crazy at the end. He thought he was talking to aliens. Maybe he was,
yeah,
though.
All right. Maybe he was talking to the Inyaki.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't have much else to say about that other than I love conspiracies. David Icke, reptilians, Hollow Earth.
What's the reptilian thing?
That's kind of like, I mean, you can connect it all. You could say that the Anunnaki are still among us, and that's what some people do believe, is that like the ancient alien race that was controlling us, that bred us in the beginning, didn't disappear. They just disappeared from sight, and that they're still in control, and that they're like all of like the presidents, or a lot of presidents, have been lizard peoples, but like you could think of it as like these aliens
And so that's why they said that Zuck was a lizard person.
Yeah, we like to imagine that there's like a global elite that has always been here ever since that time, and yeah, they're part alien / lizard people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm convinced of that. And you just told me. I'm like, damn.
Like, yeah, I know. And right. So much. Like, again, going back to it, like, how exciting is that?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
You just watch you're watching Obama's speeches, and you're just looking for like a little slip of a fucking fork tongue. That's what people do. Like, there's like, what is it? I feel like there's a conspiracy. There's a video that's going around from like the, I don't remember which conspiracy guy it was, but he was saying, I heard that they got around President Obama and he smelled like sulfur. He smelled like hell.
Oh my God. I doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause then there's like the whole Antichrist, like conspiracies. Like this is like religious forces.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm pretty, I don't think about shit like that, I guess.
I do have a conspiracy brain. Like, I'm looking for who's actually controlling. Like, how much power do people in control have? And how do they get it? Like, how do they maintain it? How do they stop people from, like, rebelling? How do you make people happy? If you're a person that gets so powerful that like the human race is kind of like the Sims to you, like you can put your resources towards projects and like see how it plays out.
Right.
I'm interested in how those people think and like how much their actions actually do have power, you know? And so once you start thinking about people like that, you think like, oh, then those people would get together and like think about how they could work together. So like, why wouldn't they have like secret clubs where like big, huge world changes get made? But maybe it's, I don't know. I don't know what the reality is, but are you sliding your microphone around a lot?
Sorry. You heard that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say generally you have a lot of mic noise. I guess I'd say, hello. Don't get into conspiracies. Yeah. Hello. Oh no. All right.
You back?
Oh, you're back.
Are you back?
Holy shit! Where are you? Nah. I think we're like maybe getting too close to some truth, and the Anunnaki might be using some sort of,
you think,
electrical energy to, yeah, to block our connection.
You hear that?
Oh, that sounds like Anunnaki energy.
Exactly what that was.
I was wondering.
Yeah. Anyways, that's crazy. So back to Jake Paul.
Yeah, I'm sorry about Jake calling out.
So should I go to the show? I really don't want to. I really don't want to go. I don't know what kind of not.
Yeah, you should go. I think it's gonna be really long.
I know. I think it is too.
I think I think it's gonna be well documented. So like, I'm not sure. Like we could definitely just look on YouTube and see a patrillion vertical videos of Jake and the crew doing choreography. The only thing that crew has left is Jared.
I know. That's so true.
And we said in that one video that his fans are mostly guys, but I feel like the only ones left now are girls who believe in Jericho.
You think?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it's guys and girls who believe in Jericho. I think the Jericho thing,
it feels like more real to me lately.
That's the, well, because like if you think of it like a TV show, it's like the Ross and Rachel. It's like the big relationship that makes you. That's like sort of the heart of the show. And so, yeah, I think that's the only thing. And I don't know. I think they recently were like, "This, it's real now. Will you go out?"
I know, like,
What?
I have seen him being a little more touchy lately. So I think I'm actually...
So you actually really like Jericho now?
I'm like 70% now.
What do you think is more real? The Egyptian battery or Jericho? The pyramid battery?
Or Jericho?
Uh-huh.
I would say that... a tough one. I want to say the pyramid battery's got to beat out by a little bit.
I agree with that. It was hard for me. Like,
that's a tough one. Guys, let us know what you think. I don't know. Say that I did see in Nick Crompton's or in. He's hanging out with Chance, the rejects. They're hanging out together.
Oh, yeah. The Americans?
I guess you could say that.
The guys, that's a reference to our brother. He's on American Idol this season, and they kicked him off early on. Not like unofficially, like just
for for political reasons. Like
he got yeah. But him and a bunch of other people who didn't make it had a show called The Americans.
Yeah.
Which was like the losers.
Yeah. Who knows what these guys will be up to, but I will say that they are vulnerable. So I think we take advantage of them.
We reach out to them. Guys, what happened? Oh, we should. We have that one video of us with Nick Crompton.
As our new COO.
Trashcast is litty. He said it himself. Well,
we'll show that to him. Look, man. Like, I mean, I don't know, but you did say this. It's like we're not that good. We didn't make this video.
I think I don't know if Nick was out to us, but
he might. He very well.
I just read an article. He only has fucking 500,000. Followers on YouTube. He doesn't even have 1 million.
He's not quite. He's got a lot of work to do, and I don't think he could do it by himself. And I think that's why they pulled the plug on him.
Where's my Trashcast is Libby vid?
It's on Insta, I think.
Oh yeah.
Shout out to the Trashcast. Trashcast is litty. Shout
out to the Trashcast. That was like our first piece of content.
Don't take my word for it. Take your word for it.
Literally, like, dude, like, you've been there for us since day one. Like, that's our first post.
That really was our first post.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. So...
So you think they're ready to spill their guts?
They're ready to. I think Nick's more salty than,
as they say, sip. Wait, spill the tea.
I can't. Do they say that?
Yeah. What's the tea?
What?
It's
what's
like? Let me see where the origin of this phrase is. It's basically like, let me talk about some drama here.
Okay.
Spill the tea. Oh my god, spill the drama. So I guess it's like you would do this over like tea time, I guess.
Right.
It's like where it would come from. But like even on the Team 10 channel, like Erica will be like, we'll call a video like the tea on
this, she said that?
Or whatever. Yeah, it's like a new, it's just basically the drama on this, and it's like, I'll sit down with you, we'll be civil, in a civilized way. Talk about this drama, you know. That's what I mean?
Cool. I like that. I never heard of that.
I feel like it's I've seen it associated with, you know, that Kermit sipping
tea.
Oh yeah. And that's I saw it like a month ago. Yeah, spilling the tea with Taylor. What the heck is this sound?
Putting the
it sounds really, really like sharp.
I'm sorry. I was just putting the the umbrella up on the back porch table.
Anyway, the Kermit. I think that that the Kermit sort of sipping tea is like also symbolic of like, I'm above all you. Like, I am doing my own thing. I'm sipping the, like
I'm chilling.
Like, even though everyone is sort of like going crazy over this, I'm civilized. I'm drinking a cup of tea. Like, I've got my composure.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So, do you think that we could spill the tea with Nick? You think he'd be willing to spill
the
tea?
I don't think we're juicy enough to spill the tea. Yeah.
We don't have good enough
We don't have enough clout scones. Right now.
We gotta bake some clout scones.
Yeah. We gotta have a freaking bake sale. I was thinking we should have a pop-up shop in Hollywood.
I guess we only have like 10 items on Hollywood Boulevard and just
document it.
Yeah, I think we could do that. Maybe we could do that and do the social media advice people and be like, and here's our merch.
Yeah. That'd be a good combo.
Like, say, we got to do another Man on the Street. It's true. They're pretty good.
Yeah, it's true form of comedy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just see like reaction. Yeah,
it really is.
Reactions.
Reactions. That's our new podcast.
It's like, it's kind of the same thing as impulsive.
Yeah. Well, but it's different. It's not the same at all. Well, do you think LP is going to go on tour with them? Nah.
No. I think it's going to be really lame. The article that I read said they're struggling to sell tickets. They said they've barely sold any for their first event, although they just announced it, and these kids got to probably bug their parents for a few days at least before.
Yeah, like give them like 2 weeks, they'll be good.
Nah, I think that is the truth.
No, you're totally right.
Young as hell. Like, it's not like fucking Radiohead tickets, my friend. These kids have no money.
Yeah, I wonder, like, I don't know. Who are the...
Wait, let me see how much... Let me... I want to make sure I wasn't giving you any fake news about the ticket cost, because I think I looked at it yesterday.
I mean, that's what I expected.
And look at the nearest show in Arizona. What's your budget? How many tickets? Two? I'm going to get one ticket. My budget? All right. Cheapest tickets are 41. I think they're all 41.
40 bucks.
Let me see. Best seats. Oh, section one, pit row, Jake Paul VIP experience. You could spend up to $1,150 on a gold ticket VIP experience. Silver experience. Oh, the silver experience. One step down is 170.
What's that?
Section six, row six. That sounds like a big downgrade from row one. Pit row one.
Yeah, I mean, it's all like that is like a, you know, 10 times less.
Silver experience. Yeah, I get the silver experience.
I mean, were they just going to go up and yell stuff, right? Like, basically?
They said I've watched, at least on the hype video, they're doing choreography.
I know, I did see that.
Which is, like, that's pretty funny. I'd see, it's like, it's a little bit, I have to, would you admit that choreography is a good amount, is like a, it's like,
it's
well,
entertaining.
That's some effort. They're trying to put on a show.
But, like, I like how recently he's like, yeah, like, you know, I recently found out that I'm, like, really into music. Like, that's what his new thing is. He, like, you know, I want to focus on, like, you know, more different stuff like music. And also Logan Paul's been saying that, too.
Yeah.
I think that they know that they can make a fucking lot of money on, like, on streams, on listening to music. I think that's they're trying to infiltrate that now. Which is...
You're still rubbing your mic in front of me.
It's fucking hitting my beard. That's why.
Yeah, cut that for the show.
I'm just going to cut like one line right where it hangs.
No, I just think it's like this whole thing about like they don't want to be pinned down into like one thing. It's just like that's nobody wants right. to be. And so they're just like, I'm not just a YouTuber. I'm a musician. I'm an actor. I'm a businessman. Right.
I wear many different hats and there's a lot of moving parts.
And it's like, in a way, I'm like, yeah, I guess it's good that, I mean, I in general feel like people in general get typecast, not just in like movies, but I'm talking about in real life. Like you think about a person gets like stuck into like one kind of like what they think their self is. And so I think like the idea of him doing a bunch of things would also like let people allow themselves to be like, oh, maybe I'm a lot of different things too. So, and that's the glimmer within, like, you know.
Right.
It's like, I don't even want to go into all, like, the problems with, like, that's a whole. But.
Can we just have a podcast called, like, The Paul Brothers? And it's just us talking about, just analyzing, like, we really could.
I told you, my friend Adrian, she just started a podcast. Well, she's in experiment mode. She just secretly premiered me a few episodes of the Joe Rogan Experience, which is they listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, which I guess he releases about 4 episodes a week, which can be up to. So there's like 12 hours of raw audio, potentially less, potentially more a week for Joe Rogan fans. Yeah. And so they're listening to all that and then like breaking it down, like talking for about an hour a week.
Right.
And yeah, I think like now that they're not producing as much content, they're doing streams. Yeah, we could still do it though. They still would probably produce enough content. Should we do a weekly, like once a week on a certain day, like one of our podcasts is the podcast?
Maybe.
Like it's sort of like a series. Yeah. I mean, when are we not going to talk about it? No, it's hard not to.
It's kind of going to have to be like a...
But we could make it a rule. No, we can make it a rule throughout the week that if we talk about it, we say, no, save it for the podcast.
That's fine. Yeah.
Let's try it.
No, I like the idea of it.
When's the first podcast? What day would you want to do?
Excuse me.
What day is it?
I think that whichever one of us says that it is, just like whatever, like we have to...
But I think we should know when it's coming up so we can like cram if we haven't watched. I think we both got to be like.
Well, I mean, I feel like I just talked about so much that some fresh knowledge. I just talked about so much that just now that I need like a full week.
Yeah, and that's what I think too.
Let's do it on Sunday. We can't do it in like a day. Sunday.
Okay.
So, but also I do want to do some more streaming in general. I think we need to break into the streaming market.
We don't play any video games. So.
I think we maybe have to, though. I think that might be the...
No, I've been trying to get my damn virtual reality stuff back from Cleveland.
Yeah, you have a freaking PC, and I feel like dude. We have to start gaming harder.
Yeah. But I would think the only thing that I could really get into streaming is, like, a VR thing. Like, I would do something. I don't know what, but that's the only thing that really interests me. I don't really like video games.
Do you know what I think people would really like?
I'd watch you play.
Which I actually, I told this to someone like yesterday. Are you there?
What? Yeah.
Just like stream, always having somebody like recording and streaming in like a recording studio. Like people would fucking love that shit.
You mean just like listening to them go,
that, and also like that. Not only that, but like also like just like what's the conversations and like banter that is going on like during that.
Yeah, but then there's like the argument that you're like, okay, then that's like a reality show then.
And I guess
like,
you're giving away a lot of
what will get more streams. Drama would get more like something going wrong in the studio would get more streams. So maybe you start. I mean, it would quickly turn into a reality show, but I mean that seems
right. No, no, no. I mean, I totally. Yeah, I agree with that, but like
I just think the same rules for like drama wins will still it won't be real.
I mean it could
but,
be
like I mean it'll be real-ish. It's like I mean I guess like I feel bad about like always being like it's not real and like that's fake. It's like what's real and what's fake.
Whatever. I just want to
I understand it's a complex like idea, what's authentic, what's not, but yeah.
I just want to let you know that whenever
thinking about the drama of it is so annoying. Like thinking about the reality TV, like how that thing that is gonna happen is just annoying to me.
Yeah, I don't know. How do we make non-annoying good content that gets streams?
No, I guess I'm saying.
Do we? I mean, maybe we need to start eating more hot stuff during your.
No.
Is this a reference to hot ones?
It's like
guys?
I don't know. That's not a stream, but
okay. Well, I'm talking about anything. I'm not talking about streaming. I'm talking about content.
Well, you were talking about streaming. I mean,
just because everyone's talking about streaming, I feel like, you know,
we did the embroidery. I think the only reason people are talking about streaming is just because it's the newest fucking thing.
Is it good? Is it
and
gonna
there's
die
a few
off?
People that are. Well, I think it'll just still be but here, it's not but like replace. Like every. Like, I don't want to be, like, a person who's, like, everybody is excited about the latest trend, but it is kind of true. Like, people saw Ninja's numbers, and it's just so new, and the potential rewards are so big for playing video games that the story behind getting rich for playing video games is so compelling that it's, like, having a sort of moment. And it's I don't know when, like, sort of everyone will realize that not everyone will be, like, that it's not really a gold mine. Like, it's
not... It's not.
Not everybody can be the winner. Very few people will be the winner in this like live streaming. Like you can't get that many eyeballs on you for that much time.
Right.
Not that many people can do that.
Yeah, I definitely
agree
with you.
But I don't know. Who knows? I think everybody's pretty entertaining though. I think that people thinking that like, oh, there's only like a few, like Britney Spears is one in a million. I'm like, nah. I think there's like a fucking trillion of them. I think people are pretty entertaining if they want to be, if they're put in the situation where they're told like you're a celebrity or a star, get good at like this one specific thing. I think basically anybody in that scenario would make some good and bad stuff. Not exactly what I'm saying is like everybody could be a star, but it's like physically it's impossible for us to all pay attention to everybody being a celebrity all the time.
Yeah. Well,
there's just. But do you think that we could?
How do you want to wrap this episode up, Brian? What do you think? What's the message here?
Yeah, I guess we started about the message here is.
Hello.
I'm trying to think of the message. I'm trying to tie it back together with like the Egyptian batteries.
Yeah, I mean. I guess that we all have that Egyptian battery in us, but not everyone's able to activate it.
No, I got it. I mean, we're all still into sort of like God worship, and there's still like, if you think about it, there's like the thing that makes someone so compelling is that so many people are watching them. And so if everybody's watching everybody, then it takes that power away. Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking of the shape of the pyramid and like the person at the top.
What you're saying is be the top of the pyramid.
What I'm saying is
be your own God.
I don't know. It's hard for me to envision a world where we don't have celebrities and now everybody wants to be one.
I know. It's so true.
It's going to take a while for us to just, like, imagine other power structures and other ways of being.
I know.
Because it's, like, part of about that it's just embedded into the way we've done it and embedded into our stories. And
if they did, it's just like they did find a way, would they tell us?
That is a good one. Okay, thanks for listening. Rate us in the Apple Pods. Hit me at Zach Show. Follow Zach Show live on Anchor and where podcasts are found.
Yeah.
Zach has made a lot more episodes than me.
Not a lot more. Probably like five or six more.
Lately, I had a 2-hour one recently, so I hauled off for a second.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, let us know if you guys want more conspiracy stories or what.
Tell us what kind of chatter you want us to talk about. Honestly, we could talk about anything.
My friend Oscar said he likes our format, so
just open-ended.
Yeah, combos. He said he was really he's really interested in motivational speakers, so he said he really liked that episode.
Yeah, everybody likes them. So go if you want to listen to our Zach and I talked 2 days ago about Gary Vaynerchuk and Casey Neistat and like motivational speakers in general. And we talked about priests and pastors.
Yeah, check that out.
So listen to that. That's a good one.
Yeah, best one in a while.
Okay.
That's okay. Not true.
Thanks for listening.
Okay.
There's a lot of fine ones. There's really good. They've all got good parts. If you're doing your laundry, throw one on. See if it's yeah. Good.
Sunday's a good day to do that. Or Monday.
Okay, bye. All right.